Now, we spotted a tweet that was getting a lot of attention last week. Leo Ford put up a video of the tremor in his hand to show people what it's like living with Parkinson's. And the reason he was motivated to put up that video on that particular day was because he just got some good news. And Leo's on the line to tell us all about it. How are you doing, Leo?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thanks for taking our call. So you're a cabin man living in Meath, is that it?
Yeah, I am indeed. Lived longer in Meath, I suppose, than I've lived in Cavan. But right. some of the old traits from Cavan are still with me.
Right, we won't go into that.
No.
So Parkinson's, I think there's a lot of ignorance out there about Parkinson's. All people know, if they know anything, is the tremors.
Yeah, principally, I suppose, most people who don't know somebody fairly well that's got Parkinson's, think it's purely a tremor. Unfortunately, it's a nasty old disease. There are up to 40 different symptoms, from rigidity to slowness of movement to the tremor, urinary issues, constipation, balance, loads of things.
And what causes it, Leo?
Luke O'Neill is doing some fantastic work in investigating the causes of it. He's discovered that some people's guts produce a protein called alpha-synuclein protein, which travels up to your brain and attacks the neurons that produce a chemical called dopamine.
Right.
We all need dopamine for various purposes. Dopamine, along with serotonin, is one of the things that makes us feel good. And it also, ironically, controls movement, the fluidity of movement of your limbs. So the lack of dopamine causes you to tremor, and you just can't control it.
And from what you said there, obviously brings on a bit of depression, does it?
A very, very common thing in people with Parkinson's is depression and anxiety. Quite a lot of people that I would have got to know are suffering anything from mild to very severe depression.
And Leo, is that a sort of a chemical thing because of the lack of dopamine, or is it because you've been given this life-changing diagnosis?
Well, I suppose, Ray, it's a combination of both, really.
Yeah.
But the lack of dopamine, it does contribute to...
On a chemical level?
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
When I was diagnosed first, I was suffering what the consultant who diagnosed me described as disabling anxiety. Went through a horrible spell, and thanks to the help of some fantastic people, my present wife would say that she's never seen me as content or as happy in life.
Right. What age were you when you were diagnosed?
52.
Okay, and what age are you now?
56.
Right. You had to think about that.
I did.
Same age as myself, 56.
I thought I was. I was thinking about that before I came on, and I figured we were the same kind of...
Yeah. Did you register for the vaccine?
I did indeed. I'm getting the vaccine in the matter on Friday.
Are you?
Friday
great.
Morning.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to your good news, just you have two hobbies. Well, one of them is more unusual than the other.
Yeah.
One of them is classic cars. How many have you got?
A few. I'll just be a bit coy about that.
Right. What's your oldest and what's your favourite?
I'd say my favourite is a 1983 Porsche 911.
Look at you. Porsche 911.
I love it. From when I was a kid, I used to watch Steve McQueen on telly and racing Porsches and stuff, and it's been a lifelong ambition to have one. So
And you get them, and you have the skill set to do them up and rejuvenate them and refurbish them.
And I suppose, you know, the frustration of not being able to do that now because of my lack of manual dexterity and the tremors is it gets you down.
And that's when you first spotted the tremor.
It was, I'd put in a good bit of time polishing and cleaning them, and I noticed a slight tremor in my left hand and a difficulty in actually closing my fingers or making a fist in my hand.
Yeah.
So, and it kind of progressed from there.
So you've been through some dark times, but the good news you got last week could change your life?
I suppose, yeah, it could. It's a relatively new thing, but it has been very successful for people who've had it. Is deep brain stimulation surgery in the UK. In actual fact, there's been a new female neurologist appointed to Beaumont Hospital, so she's getting herself tooled up to start the first operation.
Here? Okay, here. Right, yeah. Okay. What does it do? It obviously stimulates the production of dopamine, or does it?
It does. It stimulates the part of the brain that is dying, because, or the neurons that are dying because of the lack of dopamine production. So it's two titanium electrodes implanted in your brain and wired down to a power pack in your chest, which is like a pacemaker as such.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you control it?
I have a little remote control, so I'll be like the bionic man.
So this is mad stuff. So electrodes, yeah. You have electrodes in your brain.
Two titanium electrodes. I spoke with the surgeon who's on Zoom last week in London, who will perform the operation, and he's confident enough to tell me, having seen my MRI scans from here, from the matter, that he knows exactly where he wants to place them in my brain. So he's tuned up and ready to go.
So when do you use your remote control thingamajig?
I'll use it every day, basically. I can fine-tune, how much or how little I need the stimulation to control the tremor.
Have you spoken to anybody who's got this done?
I have indeed, yeah. Life-changing.
All right.
Absolutely okay. Life-changing.
Will you do us a favour? Will you come back on and talk to us after
you've got it done? Yeah,
because we didn't get to the hot air balloons yet.
Yeah.
And I might be able to interrogate you to tell us how many classic cars you have. Right, Leo, mind you, good luck in London.
Thanks very much, Ray.
And we'll talk to you the other side.
Take care.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.